Well, welcome to the Coach Paul Thomas Show. This is Jay Nauer here as we have Coach Thomas here with us and just kind of breaking down some things, Coach, before we talk a little bit. Just kind of looking at last Friday's contest for those that didn't get a chance to watch. It was unique. Before the game even started, we had to change the venue. Instead of traveling to Wellington Napoleon, we traveled to Blue Springs South. Something happened there with the construction of some things they were doing there, and they made a call to where they needed to change the venue, and that was really late, like 3 or 3 o'clock or so in the afternoon. Also, too, I think a feature that we'll talk about is the effective passing attack we saw with the West Platte Blue Jays, and as well as besides a strong running attack, also from a neutral point of view, if someone just wanted to walk in and see a good high school football game, we saw it. It was just a back-and-forth game, and from a neutral perspective, a pretty good game to watch. But from a West Platte point of view, I'm sure that from a coaching point of view and as well as a fan point of view, there are several opportunities that could have had the Blue Jays in a situation where they were the victor instead of a close situation where they weren't able to do that. But, Coach, welcome to back here once again for this week. And I know your reflections on the game, I'm sure you saw a lot of positives like we did. I'm sure you're looking back with the kids and saying, hey, you know, there was just more than one thing that allowed us not to take the victory here. And I'm sure you addressed that this week.
Yeah, it was a good football game, you know, from an entertainment point of view. But, I thought our kids played really hard and, you know, against a quality opponent.
Coach, I was pleasantly surprised too with the passing attack. I know Noah stepped up, I thought, and played well, and I thought your receivers played well. We saw the ball go into a lot of hands, and the other thing, of course, the running attack, I thought did fairly well once again as well. I thought your offensive line provided some time for your quarterback as well. So you know, there's certainly some positive aspects to take away here.
Yeah, you know, we thought we could take advantage of some of their stuff they did on defense and, you know, throwing the ball a little bit more than what we did the week before. And, you know, I thought our offensive line did a great job, you know, protecting us. So, you know, we did a good job of taking what they give us. And I thought Noah did a good job of distributing.
Well, there's no question that always there's room for improvement, but you know, I as a fan, it's very easy to get caught up in one thing. We witnessed it from the press box. You know, it could be a situation here, or it could be a missed block. It could be a fumble situation, certainly. It could be a situation where just a lack of execution might be a missed block or a missed tackle or a situation where someone else was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And I know as a coach, that's probably the most challenging situation in that you're so close. I mean, a play here, a play there, and the final score could have been a lot different here.
You know, there's many plays in a ball game that can win or lose it, so... You know, I know the last 3 minutes of the game is what everybody's going to focus on, but, you know, we had a couple of fumbles earlier in the game, and, you know, we just got to hold on to the football. And, you know, we do those things against a good football team, we win the game. And, you know, so, you know, that's just part of it, you know. And, you know, there's some other calls in the game that might have went our way, you know, would have helped us a lot too, but just didn't, so... The way the ball bounces and you can't cry over spilled milk, and you got to keep going and playing, and that's what I told the kids.
Certainly, I know any contest, there's always a learning experience, but I'm sure with a crew like this, they can glean from it. I know in the film session, I'm sure there's a lot to learn as well, and it seems like a crew like this that I think learns very quickly, I think could help you, actually, as the season matures here.
Yeah, it really can. You know, if they watch the film the way we do and in our film session, you know, listen to what's going on and correct the mistakes, it'll be good for us.
Okay. Coach, you know, I'm sure you got kind of got a surprise announcement like we did that there was a change of venue, which we fully supported. I talked to the athletic director there, and they had to make a quick decision, and I'm amazed how they were able to get that done in short order. But from what I understand, they made a decision that was best for the athletes. I know the athletic director said he wanted to prevent any injury situation as a result of that, as well as you know, the health of the kids, I know, were a concern. And I know, Coach, you probably got the information late, but I think both teams seem to adjust to. Well, of course, what a place to adjust to at a place like Blue Springs South.
Yeah, it's down there. They had an electrical truck go across their field trying to fix a light and create some divots in their field. And, that's the best thing to do was change the venue. So, but I'll tell you this, looking at that 6A school and their facilities, I think our facilities are just as nice as those. So that says a lot about West Platte.
You got that right. Certainly we like what we have here at West Platte as well, no question. Well, tell you what, we'll wrap this one up as far as what happened last week in West Platte falling to Wellington Napoleon 34-30 in a loss that, I'm sure it was a learning experience, but something I'm sure the Blue Jays can grow onto from here. We'll be back with Coach Thomas to talk about the opponent, the dreaded East Buchanan Bulldogs. We'll be right back right after this.